So let's review. The Gemara earlier explained, L'Rav, Mesavkele, Itzno Hava, Ichazar Hava. Rav is uncertain whether in this statement, Me'achshav Ulacha Shleishim Yoyim, the phrase, after 30 days, makes the Gedushin of now conditional on his continued approval at that time, and it then takes effect retroactively, or La'achar Shleishim Yoyim is a retraction of the phrase Me'achshav, and the Gedushin only takes effect after 30 days. The Gemara now adds, L'tamei d'Rav, according to this reasoning, Bo echad v'amar lo harei ad mekudeshes li me'achshav l'achar lamed yoyim, if someone performed such a Gedushin, uvo'achar v'amar lo harei ad mekudeshes li me'achshav l'achar chof yoyim, and then someone else performed a similar Gedushin, but stipulated a period of 20 days. Uvo'achar v'amar lo harei ad mekudeshes li me'achshav l'achar asara yomim, and then a third fellow stipulated a period of 10 days. Me'rishon tzricha get, she requires a get from the first man because itna havia dekama kedushe. If the expression connotes a condition, his kedushin takes effect retroactively before the other two. Additionally, ma'achar tzricha get, she also requires a get from the third man because ichazar havia debasa kedushe. If it is a retraction, the first two attempts were retracted at the time the third person's kedushin took effect on day 10. However, me'im tzoi ena tzricha get, there's no need for the second fellow to give a get because his kedushin certainly does not take effect. Although not mentioned in the Gemara here, leShmuel meRishon tzricha get. According to Shmuel, she only requires a get from the first man because Shmuel holds Tana Hava the Kama Kedushi. It is certainly a condition and effective retroactively after 30 days. The Gemara cites a third opinion regarding the above scenario, that of Rabbi Yechanan. Afila meya tevsimba. All their kedushin are effective, because kochad v'chad rav chalachav rishavik, they each left a time period where the next person's kedushin can take effect. As Tesis explains, hamekadesh ritzayin aleima me'achshav yeschilu hakedushin ula'achar lamagim yigmaru. This expression connotes a process whereby the kedushin begins immediately and is gradually completed at the end of the 30 days. Therefore, kainin u'mishayrim, their kedushin is partially effective, leaving space for the next kedushin. To summarize, there are three interpretations of the dual phrase me'achshav ula'achar lamayim. L'Rav, mesafkalon, we are uncertain whether it is a condition or a retraction, and so we are uncertain whether a second condition can take effect. L'Shmuel t'nohava, it is certainly a condition and is certainly effective retroactively after 30 days. L'Rabbi Yechanan, shiyurahava, it is a partial condition, and a subsequent condition would also be effective. Zok de Mishnah, if someone performs kedushin and stipulates that he will give her 200 zuz, the kedushin is effective, provided that he gives her the money he promised. The Gemara debates the meaning of the term almanas. Rav Huna Amar, the kedushin is effective retroactively when he gives her the money, because tanahava, the stipulation was a condition. And the Omer almanas, ka'omer ma'achshav dami. The term amanas on condition implies that the act should be effective immediately. Therefore, pashta yadav v'kibla kedushin mi'achar loy have kedushi. If she accepts kedushin from someone else before he gives her the money, it is not effective. However, Rabbi Yehuda amar likisha yitin, which means l'chiyahav have kedushi. It is only effective when he gives her the money, because ha'imer amanas lav ka'imer ma'achshav dami. The term amanas does not indicate that it should take effect immediately. Therefore, kibla kedushin mi'achar, have a kedushi. If she accepts kedushin from someone else before he gives her the money, the second kedushin is effective. The Gemara brings a similar machlokes regarding gittin, where the Mishnah states, ha'im le'isha hareza giteich amanasha titneli masayim zuz. If a man says, this get is conditional on my receiving 200 zuz, hareza mukureshes v'hi titin, she is divorced if she gives the money. Here too, Rav Huna says, v'hi titin, it is effective retroactively if she gives the money, and therefore, niskareya hageroi sha'avad, the get is effective even if it was destroyed when she gave him the money. And Rabbi Huda says, likesha titen, it takes effect when she gives the money. And so, niskareya hageroi sha'avad, the get is not effective if it doesn't exist when she gives him the money. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Rav Huna. Hareza giteich amanasha titne li masayim zuz. Indicating, Rabbi Huda responds, This is the opinion of Rabbi. However, the Rabban argue and maintain as Rabbi Huda ha'ima amanas lav ka'ima ma'achshav dami. The Gemara cites the Braisa, which is the origin of the Machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbanan, in a similar but slightly different case, where he said, Mahayoyim ula'achat misa. From today and after my death, get ve'ena get, divrei chachamim. It's a suffix get, because they're uncertain whether tana have ichazar have you. It's questionable whether he meant for it to take effect retroactively. Rebbe Eimer kizeh get, it's a vade get, because he holds tana have it. He certainly meant for it to take effect retroactively. The Gemara explains that Rav Huna holds that the Machlekes Rebbe v'Chacham is only in the case of Mahayim la'achamisa, but the Chacham agree in the case of Ha'imer al-Manas Ka'imer ma'achshav dami, that it takes effect retroactively. However, Rabbi Yehuda maintains that the Chacham disagree even in the case of Ha'imer al-Manas and hold Lav Ka'imer ma'achshav dami, it does not take effect retroactively. The Mishnah continues, Amanas she'etin lach mikan va'ad lamad yoyim. If he makes the kedushin conditional on giving you the money within 30 days, nasan la b'toich lamed mekudeshes v'mlav ein mekudeshes. The kedushin is only valid if he gives her the money within this time frame, because as the Gemara explains, it is a valid condition, and we do not assume lizeruze kamra. She was only trying to encourage him to give her the money in a timely manner. The Mishnah continues, amenashe yeshli masayim zuz harizim mekudeshes v'yashlei. If he makes the kedushin conditional on his owning 200 zuz, mekudesh is vaday, the validity of the kedushin is certain if we can verify that he has the money. However, mekudesh is misafik, the validity of the kedushin is doubtful and she would require a get even if we cannot confirm that he has the money, because we are stringent and perhaps he does have the money. The Mishnah concludes, amanas sha'ar echa mesayim zuz, harizim mekudesh is v'yirala. If he makes the kedushin conditional on his showing her 200 zuz, the kedushin is valid only if he shows it. V'mhera ala shulchan ein mekudeshes. But if he shows her money that he handles as a money changer, it is not valid, as the Gemara explains, lo niskavna el liris mishaloi. She intended to see his money and not someone else's, even if naka demei be'iska. He has the money on consignment and is a partner in the profits, it's still not considered his money. Zak the Mishnah, amnas sheyeshli beis kur offer. Someone performs kedushin conditional on his owning enough land to plant a crop of 30 saw, which measures 75,000 square amas, harizim mekudeshes v'yeshlei. The validity of the kedushin is certain if indeed he owns the property, but mekudeshes misafik, the validity of the kedushin is doubtful if we cannot confirm that he owns the property. The Mishnah continues, amenash yeshli b'makom pleini. If he stipulates that the property is in a specific location, im yeshli b'oisim makom mekudeshes v'mlav ein mekudeshes. She's definitely married if he can verify that he has property in that location, and she's mukadeshes misafik if we cannot. And he cannot claim, anotrichna umaisina, I will toil and bring the crops from afar. The Mishnah concludes, amenasha echa beis kur offer. If he stipulates that he will show her the property of this size, harizim mukadeshes v'yirena, she's married if he shows her the land. V'imhera bebika in the mukadeshes. However, he cannot show her someone else's land, because lo niskavna el liris mishaloi, she intended to see his possessions and not someone else's, even if nakat b'distayra, he's a sharecropper on the land.